from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You could not have envisioned, in my opinion, a better 7-game run than they got on the homestand so far. They had a bad team in the Marlins, one of the better teams in baseball in the Guardians, and they went 5-2. They beat their toughest divisional opponent, 3 out of 4. They now have a game and a half back up on the wild card. They played great. They pitched great. And look, a huge portion of that yesterday was Seth Lugo was dominant again. He now is first in Major League Baseball, or, you know, first in the American League in wins, ERA. I mean, he should start for the American League for the All-Star game. And the pitching is the reason why they've continued to do this. Lugo's going to go down as one of the better free agent signings the Royals have ever made. But this series in particular, more than all of that, and we can break that down in a minute. This was the most confidence-boosting, they're going to the playoff series I think they've had all year. You're coming out of a bad June. You're at the tail end of it. You've got a tough opponent, and you handled them. And you handled them because you do something better than they do, Bink. Mm-hmm. You have a better starting rotation than they do. And you shoved it down their throat all weekend. That stands out to me. That's why I feel like more confident in this team than maybe I have in a long time. Because the early stretch, you're like, will it hold? But now, Bink, I'm feeling about as good as I have.
Well, and for the people that really thought this team was going to fall by July.
Yeah.
You just wait. They're going to be under 500 by July. Well, they're not.
There was a lot of that talk.
And they now beat Cleveland 4 out of 6 times they played them this year. Of course, that one game was rained out in Cleveland. They'll have to make that one up. There's some teams on the horizon here. So, you know, battling for that wild card, Tampa, Boston, some good teams. You can't take any team lightly. It's like when the Royals went out to Oakland. You saw what happened there. But you know what? That happens to every team in baseball. Wasn't it Cleveland that got smacked around one series by the White Sox, or was that the Twins? Because the White Sox are terrible, but everybody loses.
Yeah, the White Sox are awful.
But they're turning things around, and Lugo's so good. This is why you don't have prolonged losing streaks.
Yeah, because
the stopper, even though it wasn't a stopper, but you only had one, but didn't make one turn into two. But Lugo is that guy. He's that horse that you put out there to do his deal. I had him plus 6 strikeouts yesterday, and he goes 10. So now he's had
you were pretty clear of that.
He's had 8, 8, and 10 strikeouts his last 3 games. He's been that good, that dominant for this team.
I think that was always going to be one of the things that not necessarily made or broke the team this year, but would they be able to, when they're in that rough patch, to end it and get back on some sort of a high note and not just win one game and then go back to losing again, being able to string together a series of games against a good team to end what looked like a losing streak. They were playing poorly. Can they flip the switch and be able to end that? I think that's what's at least been the bigger difference in regards to the way that the season has been, is when they faced some sort of adversity, they've been able to bounce back and most of the time, if not, I mean, all the time to this point to get where they're at.
No, I just like it could have that series could have told you so many different things about the team for like there's plenty of time left in the season. I think Vinny Pasquantino was talking after the game and he's just like, yeah, look, we still know there's a lot of baseball left. And there is. They're only 86 games into the year, so they're barely halfway through the year, all those things. And I'm not saying, like Alex had said, their chances at the division, are dead if they don't win it. I wasn't that strong, but like close enough, right? Where instead, now you're coming out of there just like, if you're the Royals, like if you're the Royals players, the team, the offense, you got a lot of home runs. Bobby Wood Jr. is getting triples that are just doubles down the line now. Like he's good for three, Binkley, no matter where he hits the baseball now, apparently. Like he's just never going to stop at second base ever again. You got home runs from Vinny, big home runs from Vinny, you got home runs across the board from multiple players, Renfro, whoever. And so this series could have deflated you where June was already bad and it could have finished worse. And instead, you finish incredibly strong. You almost let a series for the Marlins go down in a bad way. And then instead you handled the Guardians. It's the best possible news. Like this series felt like obviously it was the biggest series of the year for them and they played their best in it.
No, they didn't with Renfro now hitting .213 right around there is what we're in Renfro. Yeah. From where he was to where he's now, that's a big difference for this team. But this was a defining series, I thought, because you go in a situation, let's say it happens, the worst case scenario happens, that Cleveland sweeps you. And then all of a sudden you're 12 games back. Then all of a sudden you're looking at this month completely different.
Yeah.
And you start to become sellers instead of buyers. But you win 3 out of 4, where you become buyers. And it was necessary to get 3 out of 4. Split, okay, but you're staying the same, man. It's like kissing your sister or kissing your cousin. Which one? It's bad. A split is bad. I mean, because it means you stay exactly where
you were. I know,
but like,
I would have taken the split. That's what's crazy. No, I would have been fine with it because it's just like holding water at a time when I didn't think you were playing your best baseball.
But to get that 3 out of 4 is so big.
Yeah, of course it is.
To turn it around and flip it and be better than a split was better for this team. It gives them so much more confidence going into it. I can't believe we're sitting here in July 1st being the team's 47-39. Incredible, incredible way to build this roster from Piccolo in the offseason.
I don't remember exactly now. I think it was last Wednesday, Vern was talking a little bit about it, and he said, yeah, the biggest change here now is that, like, the way they've been playing is, now you could make the argument for the old stand pat, right? What if you just, what if you didn't change? What if you didn't buy, you didn't sell, but you held where you were? And that would have been frustrating for me in particular, just because it had been 10 years since this team was competitive. Like, I didn't want to wait another 10, screw this. It's been 9 years since they were in the World Series. It was 8 years probably since they were like a 7 years since they were like a 500 team, like pretty good. Because in 2017, they finished 80-82 and were above 500 at the All-Star break. And you're like, all right. So, I guess 7 years since they were like semi-competitive. They're beyond that right now. The American League is still dominated by three teams. The Guardians, the Orioles, and the Yankees, all tied, by the way, atop the American League right now. Zero games separating them. So I get it. It's a tough, and they're in the second class of the rest of those teams. But at least you proved you could hang with the upper class.
No, they can't.
They're six games back. Seven games back. They're not that far anymore.
Remember the Baltimore series?
Yeah.
I mean, those games could have gone either way. That's when they're having bullpen.
Yeah, they could have easily won that series.
They could have easily won that series. Matter of fact, they had the lead going into the end until Baltimore came back. You've beaten Cleveland 4 out of 6 games. You've proven that. Yeah, I don't care about the Oakland series. That stuff happens in baseball. But can you beat the good ones? Because at the beginning of the season, it was building up wins against teams like the White Sox.
Sure.
Remember, you're going to be good because you're building up games against the White Sox. That's good because it helps you get over 500 and build that cushion. Well, the Royals have built that cushion. That cushion's come in handy. Whenever they started losing some games, that cushion was handy for this team. They still, carry that mantra of being an above 500 baseball team. And then you go out there and do what they did against Cleveland. I think this is monumental just for their spirits because they're learning how to win. And they're confident about winning. Because this is one thing about this team is they've won games in the past against good teams. Hell, look at what they did to the Astros. They've destroyed the Astros the last couple of years. And the Astros have ended up in the ALCS of the World Series. But the Royals continue to beat them in the regular season. Now they're actually winning. And
Astros are chasing you, too. Those games mattered.
Yeah, they're winning, but they've been good. They were really good against the Astros even last year when the baseball team wasn't that good. They were good against a good team. But now, Now you got a, you're over 500 and winning these good games that you need to win.
The Huge text series. Line had asked, they said, hey, what's the Royals record in June? That's what's funny. It's like, because of this most recent winning, June, we all agreed, was a month that was going pretty bad, right? Like, you know, like it had gotten away from them. After all that, they finished 12-15 because of the way they finished in these last years. 12-15, which is, look, not a good month. I'm not here to be like, wow, you did it.
But you built up a cushion.
Yeah, 12. And, by the way, if you finished 12-15 for the remaining 3 months of the season, you would still finish as a 500 baseball team. So if you had your worst month, which was just this month, three more consecutive times, Bink, you would still be a 500 team.
Yep.
That's what the cushion means. That also implies to me they're finishing above 500. They're not going to have their worst month of the season three more times in a row. I don't think that that's how this team's built or how they'll function or perform during that time. So,
well, you
like,
got to wait till Cleveland hits that slide. They haven't hit it yet, but you know what? They're kind of in it now. This is when you keep the wins coming, because Cleveland, the team that's been very consistent all year, I would say they're kind of in a slide right now, wouldn't you? I mean, they've lost 4 out of 5 games.
Yeah.
Cleveland's go well. The bad part about the Guardians is they get Chicago White Sox next for 3 at home.
Yeah, but if they somehow lose that series, then they're really in a slide.
They're in a real slide, but Chicago will make you feel good. That's America's booty call right there, is the Chicago White Sox. And then Frisco and Detroit and Tampa until the All-Star break. But, man, yeah, White Sox are coming at the right time for this team. That's what sucks. I wish they were playing like the Yankees or something right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.